Well, our guest in the cafe this morning is Herald Banner movie critic Alice Reese. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Normally, we're talking about a particular movie that is coming out. In fact, usually a couple of different movies. This time, I thought we'd talk about sort of the movie business in general. And I'm reading, and have been for some time, the attendance in the theaters for movies has been declining for quite some time. And I guess this is not any surprise to anyone who's been to a theater and been in there with maybe 20 people or something, but there's other times when it may be close to full. But what do you think is behind this?
Well, there's people who just have gotten out of the habit of going to the movies because they have them available at home, or they don't see them anymore. They don't care about movies, or they don't care about the kind of movies we have now. So many of them are the, as we call them in the trade, blow them up real big. Movies and the superhero things, which have gotten a little bit ridiculous. The sequels and the other people say, well, that's all there is, and they don't get a chance to see the quality things, the low budget independents, or the quality films that are coming out just about this time of year for the awards, because some of those don't ever come to small town theaters like what we have. And they're kind of relegated to the art house.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've read about a couple of things that are interesting. One is called Movie Pass. Mm-hmm. And this lets subscribers watch one movie per day in a theater for $9.95 a month. What a deal.
Yeah, what a deal.
But now, it's not available everywhere. You said it's not available around here.
I don't know if it's available any place in North Texas. It's in Austin, and that ticket used to be $50. But because they've had so many people subscribe, they've been able to finally reduce that.
Yeah.
And people, on average, go two or three times. So they don't go every day.
In a month. Well, sure.
In a month. And so, but then there's people like my friends who would go every day. And if there was something available to watch, there might not be that many movies available. But the big thing is, that's kind of a way to get you into the theater and then to buy the concessions, which is, I don't know if that was even mentioned in those articles.
No, it
but
wasn't.
That's where they make their money.
Sure.
I mean, they're ridiculously priced, and that's what it's all about.
The concessions.
The concessions, yeah.
We're talking with Alice Reese, Herald Banner movie critic. What do you think this thing, Movie Pass, might spread? It says it has 664,000 users.
Yeah, it sounds like it's the Netflix model. It's like that. The people pay one price, and then it's available. I don't know. I'm not sure how that would work, but I don't hear people griping about the cost of movies when they really want to go. When they want to see Star Wars, they want to see Star Wars, and they don't. No one mentions to me about the high prices. And by the way, we don't, in the smaller towns, we don't have the high price.
Certainly not as much. Now, there's another thing that's coming along called surge pricing. And this is like, this is similar to when you go to rent a hotel room. Mm-hmm. And it's going to make a difference as to whether it's Christmas time or sometime in when it's not close to a holiday. The price is going to be different depending on demand is the idea.
The Super Bowl is an example of that, where they overprice the whole town. Every hotel room is, tripled in price or whatever, and they get away with it.
So the greater the demand, mm-hmm. For a particular movie, Star Wars, mm-hmm. it's going to cost you more. But then if there's a movie you want to see that's not a particularly popular movie, then that's going to cost less.
Well, I think they already do it. I mean, it seems like what we have is we have matinee prices, and most theaters do. And but like at AMC in Dallas, there's one in Mesquite, and there's one at North Park, and several all over the Dallas area, and they are the number one movie chain in America.
Well, do you think 20 years from now we'll still have movie theaters and people will still go and sit in the
Well, they
theater?
Said we wouldn't. In the 50s, my uncle worked for United Artists, and they didn't have a television in their house, because he was angry about how the TV was taking away from the movies. But we not only still have the theaters, we still have United Artists. It's under the realm of Regal Cinemas now, but they said it, they put out the 3D and the CinemaScope and all that, and they said television was just killing everything. Well, It didn't.
Somehow it survived. There's something about also seeing a movie with an audience, with other people.
It is. It's so different. I try to explain that.
Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.